Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Allie's from Marlboro. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Allie turns 29 on Sunday.
Ooh, get it.
But unfortunately, we are not allowed, due to corporate regulations, to give a birthday shout-out. So,
what if it falls on a weekend?
It's all the same. It's all the same. So, okay. Unfortunately, you know, I know it's your birthday, and I would like to say happy birthday, Allie.
But or we're going to party like it's your birthday, but we can't.
Corporate policy does not allow me to do that. I also understand you're going to Maine.
What?
I am, yeah. I'm from Maine.
Everybody going to Maine.
We're all leaving for Maine for Salt's wedding. You want to join us?
Nice. I'd love to.
Okay. Yes. Annie, you got a plus one, right?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Just don't tell Salt.
No.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Allie?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still considered a loss for you. She has, in fact, stepped out of the studio now onto that soundproof booth. She has 2,361 wins. She has 207 losses. Dan is manning the booth, even though he has got all sorts of NyQuil in his body and can barely stand up.
He's still living his best life.
I know. Are you all right over there, buddy? I'm worried about you.
I'm great. Let's do this.
Okay. You're going to make the wedding?
I'm going to be the most fun at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. You best believe it.
Question number one. Taylor Swift says, Lorde inspires many of her songs and her looks. What was Lorde's debut song, which hit number one?
Royals.
Question number two. Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades fame plays a criminal named Emily Summerspring in the new movie Bad Times at the El Royale. My wife and all her family went last night to see it. I haven't heard how it is, though. Which musician is Dakota currently dating?
The guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Question number three. Actor turned huge Jesus guy, Kirk Cameron, turning 48 today. He played Mike Seaver on which sitcom, also starring Alan Thicke, that gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first big role?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Selena Gomez has been admitted to the hospital for a mental breakdown. What are the names of her two most recent exes, both of whom make wonderful music, according to Dan?
The Weeknd and Justin Bieber.
Question number five. In a recent interview, Priyanka Chopra gushed about her fiancé, Nick Jonas. She said, I never realized that having a boyfriend and having a fiancé are completely different. You feel like family. Which ABC show did she star in until it got canceled earlier this year?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. What part of Maine are you from?
I'm from Saco.
Oh.
Love Saco. It's wonderful. I used to go camping up at Bailey's Campground all the time.
Oh, nice.
Which is right on the Saco River.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Wonderful. All right, so I have three. Is that right, Dan?
Three.
As Salt would say.
Thrice.
If he were here. Mm.
Yes, there's five of them, and she got three correct. Here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Taylor Swift says, Lorde inspires many of her songs and her looks. What was Lorde's debut song, which hit number one?
Royals.
Title one, question number two. Dakota Johnson of the 50 Shades fame plays a criminal named Emily Summerspring in the new movie Bad Times at the El Royale. Which musician is Dakota currently dating?
Chris Martin.
Title two, question number three. Actor turned huge Jesus guy, Kirk Cameron, turning 48 today. He played Mike Seaver on which sitcom, also starring Alan Thicke, that gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first big role?
Growing pains.
Yeah, there were a lot of facts in there that can kind of throw you off. 3-2, question number four. Selena Gomez has been admitted to the hospital for an alleged mental breakdown, Kennedy. Mm. What are the names of her two most recent exes, both of whom make wonderful music, according to Dan?
The Biebs. And why can't I think? I don't know.
The Weeknd.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Did he write that about her? I thought he wrote it about something else entirely.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter. It's on the radio.
What are you talking about, Kennedy?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. It's been a minute. Go on.
3-2. Question number 5. Oh, no, 3-3. Excuse me. In a recent interview, Priyanka Chopra gushed about her fiancé, Nick Jonas. She said, and I quote, "I never realized that having a boyfriend and having a fiancé are completely different. You feel like family." Which ABC show did she star in until it got canceled earlier this year?
Quantico.
That is correct. Nice job. 4-3. You get the win, Kennedy.
Okay.
Allie, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. The newest Savory magazine from Stop and Shop is in stores now. For October, Savory showcases fall flavors and hearty favorites like old-fashioned pot roast and baked streusel apples. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop now, and you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. I'd like to say to you to have a great birthday weekend, but I can't do that.
No can do.
And just text Annie later to get the address of Salt's wedding, okay?
Got you, girl.
Oh, will do. Will do.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Allie from Marlboro, and I can't be Kennedy.
Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.